Talk Radio 77. WABC.
Who the hell do these governors think they are? So they just all do the same thing. There's a couple who don't, like DeSantis and so forth, and they come under vicious, crushing attack. And the media, disaster, they're asked on the Sunday shows, why don't we have a national shutdown? Are you out of your minds? Do you like to eat? You need something to wipe your backside? Well, guess what? You shut everything down. That doesn't happen. I am scared to death for my fellow citizens, for my friends who have small businesses, who break their asses, whether they're vets, whether they have restaurants, whether they have laboratories, whatever they have, all walks of life, all parts of the country, they're suffering, and not from the virus. They're suffering from government. Why is it that you have to be home to mitigate? It never made any sense to me. They send home college kids, we talked about this, with their grandparents and their parents, in an enclosed area, in a house, 900 square feet, 1,200 square feet, 5,000 square feet, breathing the same air, touching the same surfaces. How does that make sense when it comes to mitigation? It makes no sense. And what do they mean, essential workers and non-essential workers? My God, if you don't have a paycheck, or you can't pay your mortgage, or you're going to lose your business, you don't care about these broad statements from these damn governors. Well, they're not essential. You need to be essential. Well, I'm essential to my family. Food's essential. They like to eat. They want a roof over their head. And the idea that any of us believes that the federal government, with this endless, massive printing of money, is going to fix this, even temporarily, is bullcrap. Meanwhile, look how they have us behaving. Begging the government, the SBA, for loans. Waiting for our checks. There has been a fundamental transformation of this society right before your eyes. Right before your eyes. Now, all businesses can't mitigate under certain circumstances. I believe that. But many can. Maybe most can. Maybe most can. Wear masks, wear gloves. All over the place where the businesses are allowed to actually operate because the government has deigned them essential. They have these plastic shields everywhere. You go into a Costco. Look how they manage it at Costco. It's amazing. There's a big grocery store called Wegmans, not too far where I live. It's amazing how they manage this stuff. Or the giant supermarket near us. This is regional, I understand. The same people are in there every day, putting stuff on the shelves. Same people are cashiers every day. Why aren't they getting this? They aren't getting it because that particular business is mitigating successfully. Well, then copy it. They keep saying, we want to thank the American people for what they're doing. We're doing this because we're ordered to do it. It's not what we want to do. And I'm tired of the games with the science. It would have been 2.1 million dead if we didn't mitigate. That's bull crap. 70,000, 80,000 have died worldwide. We would have lost 2.1 million. What, are they out of their minds? In one day, we go from 2.1 to 100 to 240,000. 2 days later, we go down to 82,000. And they're changing our entire world based on their data and these models. And I suggested, why don't we add a few more experts to this? A couple of men in particular who have early on raised questions about this data. Really experts on data. They're out there. Nothing. Nothing. Look at Texas. Look at Texas. Dan Patrick is the lieutenant governor of Texas. He announced today that he's forming a task force from his business advisory council to focus on restarting the economy once the president and Governor Abbott clear the way. He's ready to go. He's ready to do it. We don't need a task force with think tank members on it. There are people who've been hanging around Washington, D.C. and New York for it. No. We need real men and women who get dirt under their nails, who have to make payroll and so forth and so on. I am tired of listening, I'm just being honest, to Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx tell me about the economy, what we have to do to flatten the curve. You can't tell me that curve couldn't have been flattened with more and more businesses, now that we know, mitigating. Tell me, have we flattened the curve with all the illnesses that will be created, all the ailments that go untreated? No, we haven't. We've probably created mountains all over the place, and we won't even realize it for a while. I have a question for the Washington Post and the New York Times and ProPublica and National Public Radio. How many people have perished with all kinds of morbidities who didn't see a doctor because the economy has shut down or didn't see a doctor because they were busy on this virus? Tell me, how many of them have died? Heart disease, cancer? Do you know? Not only don't they know, they don't give an F. They don't give an F. Because politically, there's nothing in it. Can't trash Trump with that. The governor of New York pulled assets into his state that he did not need. 60% fewer hospital beds than were called for. 60% fewer ICU beds than were needed. 80% fewer ventilators. Well, Mark, he was just following his experts. Exactly. You can demand more, you can get more, you can pull resources out of other cities and out of states, out of the federal stockpile. I need this, I need this. Panic, every press guy, every day, on and on and on and on. Every day, I need, give me this, I need that. The jackass who's out there buying solar panels when he's supposed to be buying ventilators. 87% popularity in New York. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin on 77 WABC.
Look at American Know-How, University of Virginia, under PPA, what UVA is doing. They're starting reprocessing to recycle the N95 masks. The UVA engineering department is making face shields. This is a perfectly good use of an engineering department at a university. Ladies and gentlemen, the amount of genius, creativity that is in this country is infinite. When you're telling everybody to stay home and collect toilet paper and go on the internet and sing to each other, that may make the people who have jobs in government telling us what to do fine. Here we're mitigating. You know, if we didn't mitigate, we wouldn't be getting it down from 2.1 million to 82,000, ladies and gentlemen. You know that? What about cancer? Not now. What about heart disease? Not now. What about? Nah, they're not comparable. Can't talk about those. We're busy. What the hell? There are many things we can do in this country. You're not going to get it from the media. Those bastards don't know anything about the private sector. They hate capitalism. They hate small business. They think you're a bunch of rubes. They hang out at the Hamptons. They hang out with one another. They're all employed. These politicians, spending, 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 been there for decades. They don't know any better. This is all they know. And I know there are people aching out there saying, I can mitigate this. We can handle this. I can serve food in a way that is responsible and safe. Let my people go.